Another one! Another Unai Emery tactical masterclass up the Villa. Hello and welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our tactical debrief for Arsenal 0, Aston Villa 2. As you can tell, I am still absolutely buzzing with that victory over Arsenal. If you are as well, make sure you are subscribing to our channel. Smash a like. Let's go big. Let's try and get as many likes we can as possible and comment your thoughts in the comment section down below. So, already Aston Villa, I would probably say I have seen the best home performance that I have ever seen as a Villa fan. Our 1-0 victory over Manchester City was absolutely outstanding. But I would say that victory over Arsenal was the best away performance I think I have ever seen from Aston Villa. Because not only did we do a job on them, not only did we win the game, and we've probably beat teams away from home by 2 goals or 3 goals and played great football. The application, the intensity on that game, you know, if you looked at that game as a playbook, you've got Arsenal going for the title. They've just seen one of their title challengers drop points literally an hour before they kick off. The euphoria around the Emirates because they've seen Liverpool lose. And for us to go there and put in a masterclass performance. And when you're talking about a masterclass performance, you're not talking about a smash and grab. You're talking about overriding aspects of a game that you can take away and think, whoa, that was special. And that's what we've seen. We saw the media wax lyrical over Arsenal's 4-4-2 defensive shape against Man City away at the Etihad. But we saw in the first half, Aston Villa's system that we've been playing all season, that's got so much joy, the 4-4-2 shape, sitting in there, being compact, being organised, defensively being sound in the width of our 18-yard box. And then to have our openings, to have our opportunities to grow into the game. We got to half time. And if you carved Villa open and Unai Emery has injected some of that DNA and that belief and that desire, and he's looked at us at half time and he's made subtle tweaks and said, lads, believe, go out there now and play some football. And in that second half, we absolutely wiped the floor with Arsenal, with our possession-based style, the way we were knocking it around the back. That's our identity right there. And we started to play forward. There was no sideways. It was forward. We were cutting through Arsenal, and it was just an absolute joy to watch. Another masterclass, and that is the best away performance I have seen from Aston Villa in the magnitude of what is at stake for both teams. Arsenal going for a title, Aston Villa going for top four, and it was absolutely unreal. So first, we're going to take a look at the tactical pad, and we're going to have a little bit of a nosedive into the areas that I thought Aston Villa were absolutely incredible in. So we'll kick it off with the first area, Zaniolo. Zaniolo was unbelievable in this game. His hold-up play, his desire, his aggression, his awareness, his tactical awareness, his defending, his tracking back. Zaniolo was unreal against Arsenal. And he played Ben White perfectly. He stopped Ben White getting forward. Now, if we go and take a look at this image now, you can see Ben White's heat map against Bayern Munich. So Ben White's heat map against Bayern Munich, he loves to get forward and he loves to be aggressive. So you can see in this area here, he's doing loads and loads of damage against Bayern Munich. He's rare, you know, he's got a good zone there, so he's defensively sound at right back. But it's this area here where he's doing heavy, heavy damage against Bayern Munich. And if we go and have a look at what Zaniolo was able to do to him, for Aston Villa, if we look at the average positions now and we look at Ben White, is not in those attacking areas. He's not in those attacking areas. And this is all down to Zaniolo putting pressure, winning duels, just being aggressive. And Zaniolo was so, so good. And he needs so much praise because I thought he was absolutely fantastic. And these are the average positions on both sides. So on an Aston Villa point of view, you know, if you're thinking that we've had to do a bit of defending in the first half, you're looking at the shape of our team and you're thinking, hold on a minute. We've got Konsa, who's getting into a decent attacking area. We've got Luka Dean doing the same. We've got Zaniolo occupying Ben White. We've got Ollie Watkins, the focal point to our team. And then we've got that compact box in midfield who are working around Declan Rice, Zinchenko when he's dropping into that midfield area. Our double pivot wasn't too defensive. They were playing not on the same line, but they were playing close together. And I just thought we were absolutely incredible. And I want to pick out to start with Zaniolo because he was unbelievable. And fair play to him. Absolutely incredible stuff from Zaniolo. But the other things that I want to pick up on as well is I want to take a look at the momentum bar of the game. So the green is Arsenal at the top and the blue is Aston Villa. We always knew that we were going to have to dig in. We knew we were going to have to suffer at times. It's pretty obvious that you go into a team that's virtually top of the league, that that's how you're going to have to play. But you're going to have to do basics right. You're going to have to track your runners. You're going to have to defend well on set pieces. You're going to have to be aggressive. You're going to have to show a little bit. And in the first half, we did exactly that. Because what we did in the first half is we posed problems. So in the first half, we had the Ollie Watkins chance when he hits the post. But before that, we'd already had an opportunity. He got ushered out by, I can't remember what player it was from Arsenal. But this time, this is what Watkins has worked on all season. Driving, intensity, and trying to hit the target. He hits the post, he bounces out. But this is a starting block, an inkling of what Aston Villa were going to be and what we were capable of doing in this game. First half, again, we had to make some fantastic saves, and Emi Martinez does that. World's best goalkeeper. How many times have we seen this leg out now? We've seen it in the World Cup final. We've seen it numerous times for Aston Villa. And what a save this is with his feet. Absolutely unbelievable stuff. So first half, more than happy. We went in at half-time and I'm thinking, we're in this game. But Unai Emery didn't think we're in the game. Unai Emery thought, we want to win this game. And I don't know what was said at half-time, but the belief that came out of that second half from that Villa team, and you can see on this momentum bar that Aston Villa are in the blue. And it is all Aston Villa. Complete dominance. And I keep thinking about the couple of moments where we were playing it out from the back and it was tight and we were then bypassing their press and getting into midfield. And I was thinking, we're getting opportunities. We're getting joy. It was absolutely remarkable stuff. If we have a look at some of the stats from the first half, 44% possession for Villa, 56% for Arsenal. We're looking at the passes. And the passes are important in these big games because when you look at games and you look at teams that have done a smash and grab, you'll see 500 passes for the team that have won and to the team that have lost, sorry. The smash and grab team have probably had about 200 passes and they've just eat them on the break. Like, well, at the end of this episode, I'll try and have a look at Crystal Palace and I'll try and prove my point. So first off, we've got 199 passes for Aston Villa and 81% passing accuracy, 91% passing accuracy in the first half and 253 passes for Arsenal. Now, if we go into the second half stats, 53% possession for Aston Villa, 47% for Arsenal. And now look at the passing stats, 226 for Aston Villa, 84% passing accuracy, and only 197 for Arsenal, and 82% for Arsenal's passing accuracy, and a combined for Aston Villa, 425 and 450 for Arsenal. Now, this is telling of a side that want to play possession-based football, and this was absolutely incredible from an Aston Villa point of view. Now, I'm going to show you an image in a second that is telling about this performance. Now, this was Youri Tielemans smacking the bar, smacking the post, and what a strike this was. But before this strike, he had a challenge, Tielemans did. And he had a challenge on this left-hand side. And what did he do? He won it. The desire from Tielemans to win this battle and this tackle and to get this shot off, you started to see Villa winning battles, winning duels, winning 50-50s. And this was the start. Now, the next image for me is Unai Emery's Aston Villa this season. It's our desire. It's our belief. It's our intensity. It's the way we've changed. This pass from John McGinn, where do we all think the easy pass is? Where's the safe pass? The safe pass under pressure at Arsenal to try and just safely look after the ball is this pass here. Now, John McGinn doesn't play this pass. John McGinn plays this pass. An eye of a needle pass in between two Arsenal players to Alex Moreno. Alex Moreno then plays a beautiful pass to Luca Dean, who whips this ball in and it falls to Leon Bailey. But this pass here is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Because it's not easy. It's not the easy option. And I absolutely love this from John McGinn. We've made some substitutions. So Zaniolo's gone off. Moreno's come on. And Leon Bailey's come on at the same time as well. But that pass from McGinn needs to be talked about because he was incredible. But then the introduction of Leon Bailey. Now, Leon Bailey this season has already spoke about how he knows his role, how he knows that if you're on the bench, you come off the bench and you deliver. And Bailey was incredible as well. I spoke about it on the match reaction that Bailey has now got this ability to look after the ball. He's comfortable receiving the ball in tight areas. He's comfortable just playing a little nice little pass to a defender. But it's all about looking after and retrieving the ball and maintaining possession for Aston Villa. And to get on the end of that Luca Dean cross shows desire. It was a difficult finish and fair play to Leon Bailey because he's come off the bench and he's delivered again. So Leon Bailey, absolutely love it. Well done to Leon Bailey. But this was a beautiful worked goal. Arsenal is set. We've got options. We've got movement. We've got pace, we've got power, and it was just absolutely fantastic. Here's the ball. Luca Dean puts in a brilliant cross. Pau Torres shows desire to get on the end of it as well. And then the Bailey finish. That shot's away from him. He's having to try and get that ball back in a bit of space. So, you know, it's a great finish because it's not under control at this moment in time. And he has to position himself to get there. So absolutely unbelievable. So we'll talk about the next one then. Youri Tielemans' ball over the top to Ollie Watkins. We can see that Watkins is onside, clearly onside. And we have completely exposed Arsenal. It's the area that I spoke about in the match preview that they were going to be left with two at the back. And those are the areas on transition that you can exploit this Arsenal defence. Ollie Watkins is through. And at this moment in time, you're thinking advantage to Ollie Watkins. But with a little bit of pressure from Smith Rowe, you can see that the ball now is stuck. It's stuck with Watkins now. It's not in front of him. So he's got to dig this out a little bit. So a couple of touches, and then he finally makes the perfect touch. This little touch here now is the last touch he makes before he finishes it. So we can see the distance. We're on the edge of the 18-yard box, and that's the next touch. So that ball from the touch there to there has travelled that distance. And this touch that we see here, this one, allows him to just get it under control, take it away from Smith Rowe, and it's all about the finish. And make no two ways about this. You know, you're looking at this here. This is a world-class finish. To dink the goalkeeper, but not only to dink the goalkeeper, to start the move here, and we've got to this moment here, he's got a lot to do to get that ball in the back of the net. And that was absolutely world-class from Ollie Watkins. And I've got to say, Ollie Watkins is an elite striker. He's absolutely incredible. 19 Premier League goals this season. Goal contributions are through the roof. He's so good, and he's developed his game. He took on that striker coach in the summer to work on his finishing. Unai Emery has polished off a diamond here. He's made Ollie Watkins an absolute goal machine. The belief, the way he talks, his application, he talks like an elite striker, and now he's starting to finish like one as well, because he's absolutely unbelievable. And that finish and those opportunities, he run them ragged. The first opportunity in the first half, the next one when he hits the post, this one, he's unplayable, absolutely unplayable. He's so good, he's so direct, and he's absolutely first class. Absolutely love him. So now let's have a little look at the passing networks from the game as well. So we've got Arsenal's passing network. This is Villa's passing network, sorry. So you can see a really good network, a lot of triangles, a lot of intricate work, a lot of thick lines. So the thicker lines means that pass has gone to that player more. So we've utilised Pau Torres a lot. We've utilised Carlos and Konsa. We've got defensive structure. But then we've got outlets from Pau. You can see this line here. This one is fantastic. I like this line. So that line there from Pau to Watkins, we've just got intricate work. We've got intricate work with Zaniolo, Tielemans and Luka Dean. We've got good work from Konsa to number 19, Diaby, McGinn. Absolutely brilliant from Aston Villa. We take a look at the network from an Arsenal point of view as well. You can see it's intricate. But yeah, it's intricate. You've got Zinchenko going into midfield as well. That area is where Villa tried to expose as well. You saw that ball over the top from Tielemans, but also this area, pinning Ben White backwards. And yeah, big up to our man Zaniolo. We've got a quote here from Unai Emery off his Instagram. Happy players, happy fans, what else? This is why we work. Simply, we were today the team we want to be, and we fully deserve the win. Tomorrow, back to work hard. Focus in Lille. Nothing is done yet. Up the Villa for Unai. Absolutely love it. So those are all of my slides that I wanted to show you. But I just wanted to also show you some of the average positions and the heat maps of what we've been talking about and what this Villa side were actually able to do. So we've already spoke about Ben White, him having to sort of be curtailed somewhat. We saw Zinchenko going into midfield. He didn't really offer too much in that wide area as well. We were able to maintain Declan Rice in that central area. Odegaard had a really good first half. Jesus's touches, you know, nothing in the 18-yard box, but nothing heavy in the 18-yard box. Saka did a bit of good work. It's orange, it's not red, so that's good from a Villa point of view. And then Villa's average positions here, you can see the 4-4-2 shape. You've got the box midfield with Diaby, Rodgers partnered Watkins, and then you've got the double pivot of Tielemans and McGinn. Zaniolo, brilliant, brilliant stuff. I know I keep mentioning, but it was great. We've got Luka Dean getting into those advanced areas. Ollie Watkins' work, especially on that left hand, that right hand side of the 18-yard box. Rodgers was good driving forward. Carlos was brilliant. So let's have a look at some of the overall numbers now then. And we'll really get to see some of the duels. And this is, it's the duels that we were winning that were really important as well. Youri Tielemans' duels, 6 out of 11 won. John McGinn, 7 out of 11 won. Leon Bailey, 3 out of 5 won. Carlos, 2 out of 5. Pau Torres, 3 out of 6. We've got Rogers, 7 out of 12. Rogers, 7 out of 12 duels won. Zaniolo, 6 out of 15. So some brilliant, brilliant stuff. And it's those duels that I think took us and gave us that just stability and that territorial advantage and that pressure. Oh, absolutely loved it. Right, passing. Let's have a look at some of the passing then. So we've got McGinn, 87. Tielemans, 88. Watkins, 73. Pau Torres, 87. Moreno, 100. Diaby, 81. Rogers, 76. And Zaniolo, 70. And just a massive, massive shout out here. And we've got to give Unai Emery massive, massive credit, massive praise, because it was a masterclass. He knew how we've said it so many times about Unai Emery. Follow Unai's plan and we win football matches. And that's what's happened. We followed the plan, we've executed it, and we've won another game. And players like Rodgers, 6 months ago, he's playing in the Championship. Now he's playing at the Emirates, winning 2-0 for Aston Villa to take us back to fourth place in the Premier League. That short period for Rodgers and the coaching and the development is remarkable. And Emery is an absolute genius. He's a genius. There's nothing more. He knows how to win. He knows how to win football matches. And he does what it takes to win games. You know, we could have gone in at half-time, came out and gone, lads, just carry on, same again. But he tweaked it. He told them to play more football. He told them to believe that they can win. And we did it. We battered them in the second half. So Unai Emery, I'm telling you, the best manager I have ever seen at Aston Villa. Ollie Watkins, one of the best strikers I think I've ever seen in the Premier League for Aston Villa now. He's clutch moments. And this team is incredible. And it needs massive, massive credit because it was absolutely fantastic. Outstanding it was. And I'm just so, so happy with the way we played, the application, the desire, the belief. And we were brilliant. And I'd love for you guys to just let me know how you're feeling in the comment section. Let me know how happy you are. I want to know how happy you are, because we deserve this. The team have worked hard and we deserve to be watching this right now because we're the best fans in the world. So there we go. So I wanted to just touch on what I was talking about of when you see a team play smash and grab and win, opposed to a team that are still trying to play possession-based football. So I've got here the passing stats from the Liverpool game. So Liverpool had 725 passes and Palace had 324. This is technically smash and grab. And we played our style, our identity, how we want to play absolutely perfectly. So it's a brilliant, brilliant result. We should enjoy it. We should really, really enjoy it now until we next play a game, because we need to be talking about Aston Villa. We need to put credit on Villa's name. We need to be respected because we are a great team. You heard all that rubbish about Arsenal going to the Emirates and playing that 4-4-2. And it was incredible, wasn't it, that they've been able to do that? Well, we've played Man City already and smashed them out of Villa Park. We've also smashed Arsenal out of a windy Villa Park. And then we've gone into their own backyard and done our style. And I keep saying it, we're by far from the finished article. We're not even close to being an Unai Emery team yet. With how we can be in a year or two's time. If this is the start, this is the starting block. And when we saw when Unai came in, how edgy the possession-based football was at times, And now we're looking at how we're playing and the goals that we've been able to score and the way that we can play. We have to believe we can beat anybody, absolutely anybody. And I was absolutely loving it. And I'm so happy that I can share my experiences with you guys on this channel. And we can grow together. We can watch this team build and grow and get better and succeed. I'm absolutely over the moon with Villa. I can't tell you how happy I am, because I've wanted this my whole life. I've wanted to watch a team play like this my whole life. I've watched teams. You guys know I love football. I absolutely love it. I watch every type of football, every type of game. And I've always wanted Villa to have a manager who can just win, who's tactical. His substitutions were brilliant to bring Moreno and Luka Dean on the same side. The way he speaks, the way he coaches, the way we play, the way we win. I've wanted to watch this my whole life, and it's absolutely unbelievable. And the beauty of fan channels is you can watch the media and they'll say throwaway comments. They won't give you the credit that you deserve. But I can show you how good we are. And if there's any football fans that aren't Villa fans that are watching, you know, Villa are a very, very good team and they need respect because we are really, really good. So credit on Villa, credit on Emery, credit on the Villa players, credit on, and I've mentioned him loads on this episode, but Zaniolo's performance was class. Absolutely brilliant. So Villa won 2-0 away at the Emirates on the Villa. We'll be back in the week with our preview for Lille. Ah, get in there!